What does the term modern mobility mean to you?
What does modern mobility mean to me? I think what I'm seeing day in and day out is that people that use technology to improve their lives are starting to do it more and more on the go. And no matter what the feature or application or need that they have, they want to be able to cater to it when they feel like they need to do it and wherever they are. And so for me, modern mobility is all about how do you bring value to an end user where they are, when they want to, and in a very useful, contextual, and precise manner. And the people that do it well are the ones that are executing on modern mobility in a great fashion.
How does what you do here at Kinvey help businesses realize that vision?
So when we started Kinvey, we started looking at where the market was going, and we felt like it was trending towards enterprises starting to feel like their users were morphing towards different ways to interact with them. Some were doing it over the phone, some were doing it on a tablet, some were doing it via apps, websites, wearables, etc. And it was in the beginning stages of that journey. But when we started to talk to these enterprises, they felt that the existing technology, as well as the existing processes and development skills that they had, were all catered towards only one endpoint, which was the web. And they were looking at their status quo and saying, our status quo is not built to cater to the needs of where our consumers and customers and partners are going to be, which is on all these different devices. And what does that technology look like that we need? And what does the set of processes look like that we need? And we felt that was a big opportunity. And so our entire focus is on helping enterprises connect all the devices that they need to touch, all the people that they need to touch, and bring to those devices and people all the data that is acquired and enable a brand new set of innovation. And that's our value proposition. That's essentially the mission of the company, is to connect the world's people, devices, and data to enable what's next.
And what are the biggest challenges that you see your customers facing along the way?
A couple of things. I think number one is the space is moving really fast. And it's really hard for them to figure out what the right solution is, what the right technology is, what the right skill set is to adopt. And so they're really scrambling to put together the right strategy in place and then execute against that strategy. And in many ways, they're looking for companies like Kinvey to take on the ownership of keeping up with the pace of mobile for them. That's number one. The second is, it's in the early stage of innovation, and so they still don't know what these use cases and applications are going to be. And so they're trying to come up with a strategy that almost has to predict the unknown, because you don't know what your business is going to want to build. And so how do you come up with a strategy when, you know, you don't have a nice framework for the what's next? That's the second. And then the third area is, because mobility is moving so fast, the speed of the business, the speed at which both IT and the business has to execute is starting to increase. Some call it, you know, we're approaching the world of digital speed. And so enterprises are starting to think about, how do you hire the people and put the new development and release and compliance processes in place that allow you to operate at that kind of speed, right? So I think it's three big things. It's speed, it's the ability to handle any use case, any application, any innovation. And number three is, you know, how do you keep up with all the space?
I guess, you know, the first question, or the first challenge that you said was, you know, about trying to figure out what the right approach is. And we see that a lot. You know, it's not so much that I don't grasp the technology, I don't have relationships with the vendors to buy these products. It's, I don't know what to do with these products. It requires more of a kind of reimagining of our whole business process, and not just buy this product and plug it into what we're already doing. How do you get companies into that new mindset?
Yeah, so that's where a cloud delivery model really helps. And when I say cloud delivery model, I don't just mean from a infrastructure standpoint. I mean cloud delivery in three ways. One is infrastructure, where everything is managed for you so that you don't have to set up people and processes to get everything going. Second is cloud in the sense of a business model. you start small, and then you grow as you like it more and more. And then third, cloud from a self-service standpoint. You know, you should be able to point your people to a piece of technology and say, go try it and iterate and innovate against it quickly and come back and say if you like it. And so one of the things we try to stay true to is everything we do at Kinvey, whether it's the usability of a product, or if it's the business model, or if it's the way in which we manage and keep everything up to date for our customers, we stay very true to that cloud type of delivery. And that gets people going fast. They can experiment, they can try, and then decide as they do that whether we are the long-term partner for them or not.
What's the elevator 30-second pitch for mobile backend as a service and why companies need it these days?
Sure. Existing enterprise technology stack was built for the web, and that comes with a one-to-one relationship between all their backend systems and a web delivery service. Mobile is very different. It requires a brand new set of features, new business processes and business logic, compliance and security, and it needs to be built for new endpoints that are changing all the time. And so mobile backend service is the next generation platform for enterprises to keep up with the pace of mobile, to deliver any app that they want, and to do it really quickly and cost effectively.
Is it as simple as just providing a platform for new mobile apps to tie into existing infrastructure, or does it require change to existing infrastructure as well? How exactly disruptive is it going down this path?
That's a great question. So what we're seeing in the enterprise is that infrastructure is changing. So a lot of enterprises, for example, are moving their CRMs from, for example, Siebel to Salesforce, or they're moving their content management systems from some internal legacy system to Box. So the underlying infrastructure in the enterprise is also going through some change. That change is happening slower. The mobile revolution at the enterprise is happening faster. And so part of the challenge the enterprise is having is, as they're iterating on their internal infrastructure, how do they then power all these apps? And so Kinvey, as a platform or mobile backend services platform, is that intermediary layer that allows you to handle both changes. And so we plug into your internal system, but the flexibility is once you move from that system to something else, you just swap from one to the other and the app doesn't have to change. Similarly, if the business says part of my app is going to connect to my internal system, but part of my app is going to connect to a third-party service like, I don't know, Google Places or Facebook, if let's say part of it is a social component, Kinvey allows you to do that. So it allows you to plug into your enterprise, but also plugs into third-party SaaS services. And that's the flexibility that the enterprise and the business has.
We talked a lot about the challenges that businesses and companies that are or could be your customers face. What challenges do you face? What are things that you want to be able to provide that you can't, or that customers are wary about and won't let you? What are some of those issues?
It's a great question. Building a platform is hard, period, because it goes back to the premise of we don't know what kind of apps companies are going to build on us. And so we have to cater. We can't cater to just the lowest common denominator. We have to cater to almost anything somebody can throw at us. And that takes people, that takes a lot of planning, that takes a lot of conversations with customers about what they want to do next. And so our biggest challenge is a question of being very, very focused on how we scale the business from a vertical market standpoint, number one. Number two, the second challenge is how do we scale our people and our team in a structured way? Because in theory, we need infinite resources to handle all the things that are being asked of us. And number three is how do we ensure quality as we grow at this rapid pace? Because if one of our core value propositions to our customers is we enable agility, we let you do it with any skills, do it quickly, then the product has to be highly usable and of high quality. And so we're always struggling with those three vectors, right? People, product requirements, quality. And we have to stay true to our plans to be successful.
How many people do you have working here at Kinvey?
We just have under 40 people right now. We're growing to about 50 in the next 3 months. And then we'll pause there because going back to my earlier point, you want to do this in stages and not just keep growing without a plan. So we'll get to about 50 in the next 3 months and then we'll pause for a little while and then anticipate the next set of growth.
And what's your background? Where were you before Kinvey and what made you want to start a company like this?
This is my second startup. My first startup I did straight out of school. I have a computer science degree from the University of Texas at Austin and met some folks that were thinking of starting a company in an area called grid computing, which is the precursor to cloud. And the idea behind grid computing is take all of the laptops and servers and desktops of the world and tie them all together and make them look like one large virtual supercomputer. And we built that startup, did pretty well. We had a good exit. And then after about 8 years of building that company, I decided to take a break and think about what I wanted to do next. And my passion was always around connecting these devices and seeing what could happen. But then when I saw the fragmentation happening from an app and a user experience standpoint with mobile, I said, let's go tackle that problem. And that's how Kinvey came about.
What types of businesses in terms of verticals, size, do you have as customers?
Yeah, so our number one vertical today at Kinvey is pharma. Some of the largest pharmaceutical companies are our clients. The ones that we can name publicly are folks like Sanofi Aventis and Johnson & Johnson. Our second big vertical is energy and manufacturing. So companies like Schneider Electric use Kinvey as their global standard for all their app delivery across the world. And our third vertical is media and entertainment. We've done a lot of work with companies both on the media side as well as on the gaming side as their standard mobility platform for all the apps that they're rolling out. Folks like Game Show Network, TV1, etc. And then finally, the emerging vertical for us is insurance. We're doing a lot of work in the insurance industry because they're starting to see that mobility can actually help them across different parts of their business. Apps for their consumers, apps for their internal folks like claims officers and adjusters and so on that are in the field, but then also folks that are in the back office as well. So those are our four primary verticals right now.
So with the types of companies that you mentioned, the pharmaceutical companies, the manufacturers and so on, do you see a common thread as to why those types of companies are most in need of the kinds of services that you provide?
Absolutely. I think the number one most important thing for any startup is to really understand why they're going after a certain vertical market. What is the thesis that maps their product to a certain vertical market? And the thesis for us in all of these verticals is that in each vertical, there are many, many business processes that lend itself to on-the-go computing. Pharmaceutical, for example, have field sales reps. They have consumers that are on the go. They have people in factories and warehouses documenting and managing managing inventory. They have, in some cases, interactions with people in the pharmacy. They have clinical trials where they're doing testing with people. So many business processes in the supply chain of a pharmaceutical company that lends itself to different kinds of applications. And the same applies for all the other verticals I mentioned.
One of the things I see or hear about occasionally is kind of the flip side of what you were saying, where companies try to go mobile, but they don't think of the use cases. So it's like, oh, we're mobile. And all you're really getting is, you know, mail, calendar, contacts on your employee's BYOD iPhone. How much do you see that where companies are trying to put the mobile cart before the horse, so to speak?
We gathered a lot of data from our initial customer set as well as our prospect list of customers on where they are in the mobile journey. And we fragmented those into four buckets. The first bucket is companies where marketing is leading the mobile charge, primarily just to show that they're competitive or just to show that they have a mobile story. The second bucket is companies that have said they want to enable on-the-go productivity from a web or desktop-based user interface to a mobile-based user interface, which is the example that you just gave, which is things like email, contacts, calendar, etc. When I look at those two buckets, I put them in what we call a competitive capability, which is either for your employees or for your consumers, your customers, you want to stay competitive. You want to give them the basics just to show that you're doing mobile. The third bucket is companies that are really asking the question, how can mobile change my business for the better? And therefore, what does a new business process look like? So when they get into business transformation and business, new business process creation, they start to think about brand new use cases. These are use cases that didn't exist before. And then the fourth bucket are examples where customers are looking at opportunities to create new revenue or to significantly cut costs. And there are numerous app examples in that fourth bucket too. The bucket three and bucket four is what we call transformative, the transformative stage. And our primary focus as a company at Kinvey is to focus on companies that are moving or are in the transformative stages of mobile maturity.
Where do you see the mobile backend as a service market going? Do you see it continuing to be a standalone offering or evolving to be part of broader development platforms?
Yeah, it's a very interesting question because what we're seeing in the market is that different pieces of the mobility supply chain are starting to interact with each other. Some companies are buying each other. Others are adding new feature sets. And still more are in some ways dying. And so the market is evolving on a quarterly and a yearly basis. Ultimately, I see mobility from an enterprise standpoint fit into the ability for you to create business processes and from that create wireframes, so the innovation stage. Second, the ability to actually build applications. And the building is where we specialize in today. The third is the ability to test these apps, both from a functional standpoint as well as from a usability standpoint, and there's numerous companies in that area. Fourth is the ability to secure these applications as well as your entire mobile infrastructure end-to-end, because every enterprise wants everything to be secure. And then finally, the ability to manage, scale, monitor, and keep everything up to date on an ongoing basis. So I think all these four segments are multi-billion dollar opportunities in the global enterprise market. And these segments are not new. They all apply. They all existed in the web generation as well. There's just going to be a net new set of capabilities in the mobile generation. And so mobile backend as a service clearly fits in the second one. And then over time, I think we're going to start doing a little bit in some other segments as well.